With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. You're listening to Inside the Glass, Southern Arizona's original hockey podcast. We haven't had an episode in a while of either Inside the Glass or Desert Dogcast. I apologize for that. I have gotten really busy with work and other personal things, but we decided, hey, you know, today's a big day in news, Carl, and it's probably important to host this emergency episode of Inside the Glass on this terrible, terrible day.
Yeah, it's not been a good one. I don't think it's a wholly unexpected day, though.
No, not unexpected at all. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys know what we're talking about. And I'll probably just say it right now, so it's made official. The NHL is suspending the season. This obviously is a response to, of course, yesterday's news where the NBA decided to do that. One of their players contracted the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. And, you know, because of that, all precautionary measures have been made. The NHL season, at least for now, is done. I will go ahead and read the official statement from the NHL, from Gary Bettman, that was made available on Twitter. So this is what he had to say. In light of ongoing developments resulting from the coronavirus and after consulting with medical experts and convening a conference call of the Board of Governors, the National Hockey League is announcing today that it will pause the 2019-20 season beginning with tonight's game. The NHL has been attempting to follow the mandates of health experts and local authorities while preparing for any possible developments without taking premature or unnecessary measures. However, following last night's news that an NBA player had tested positive for coronavirus, and given that our league share so many facilities and locker rooms, it is now seems likely that some member of the NHL community would test positive at some point. It is no longer appropriate to try to continue to play games at this time. We will continue to monitor all the appropriate medical advice and will encourage our players and other members of the NHL community to take all responsible precautions, including by self-quarantine where appropriate. Our goal is to resume play as soon as it is appropriate and prudent, so we will be able to complete the season and award the Stanley Cup. Until then, we thank NHL fans for your patience. Hope you stay healthy. Once again, that is the statement made by Gary Bettman. That was just made probably at around 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, Arizona time. So it's like 1:30 Eastern time for those who listen on the East Coast. But again, NHL season, at least for now, I'm going to say maybe for at least the next month or so, is going to be on hold.
Yeah, and something that we had discussed before is before this had even happened, there was talk about teams playing without fans. You had mentioned the Sharks. I saw that the Columbus Blue Jackets did it. And when you get to that point, it just doesn't seem likely that the league was going to move forward for the rest of the season. Like, I did not expect them to play the rest of the games with no fans.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been incredibly difficult for all financial reasons. And, obviously, you know, ticket sales take a big hit on top of concession sales and literally everything. It affects more than just the fans, just the players, because this goes with everything. And again, this is made as a way for players and fans and any kind of personnel, coaches, those concession staff, literally anybody, to kind of help avoid the spread of this new coronavirus, which still no one knows much about. it's just spreading everywhere.
And from what I've read and seen, if you're an NHL player, you're likely not going to be too affected. It tends to mostly, like most diseases, affect the very young and the very old. But we have to remember, all of these people have families. So yep. If you are a hockey player and your wife just gave birth to a child in the past couple of years, do you really want to risk not just your health, but your child's health, your family's health for something like this? And I think that it's the right move moving forward. It was kind of a joke tweet, but also kind of serious. I saw that the NHL wasn't able to properly protect their players from mumps a few seasons back. Do we really expect them to have a plan for something like this, which is potentially far worse than that?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I mean, there's the difference, of course, the difference between, you know, those two, the examples that you made is, of course, coronavirus has no treatment or cure yet. Because, again, this was just discovered literally just three months ago. I don't expect the NHL to have readily available stuff so they can try to continue the season. So it's, again, there's way too many factors going involved here. So the NHL made the right call to suspend the season. Again, that's following the NBA. From what I hear, the MLB might be doing the same thing. They're still monitoring because their season doesn't start for another, you know, three weeks or so. But the leagues across the U.S. and Canada and globally are making the same thing. College basketball, Carl, is also making a big hit. And obviously for me, that's a big deal because I cover a pretty big college basketball program down here in Tucson. And we don't know what the status is for that either. So this is going to be very interesting next few weeks.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we don't have much more information about anything. I think everyone is kind of in a wait and see space. I've gotten some emails from some of the people at SB Nation, and it's like, we don't know. We're going to take a break. We're going to be coming back and figuring out what kind of content to do. And that's just us. And we are all online. So it's not like we have to worry about too much about any kind of infectious diseases on our end, but like,
yeah, no worry about community spread within our community of SB Nation, but there's still a lot of other precautions yet to be made. Like if someone has it, you know, obviously, you know, you want to make sure that they're healthy too. Cause again, this community, like we all know each other. It's not like, obviously we're not going to spread it to each other, but it's like, I mean, obviously I don't want somebody that I work with online to still have to go through all of that.
Yeah. And it, like we mentioned before, it's going to be tough economically too. And it's very unfortunate that we have to think in those kind of terms, but it's true. I imagine most of the people who work in the arena, they may not necessarily have too much savings. They may have some, but I can imagine that there's people who are working paycheck to paycheck who are going to be seriously affected by something like this and losing that kind of work. And hopefully there'll be steps taken to prevent something like that from happening.
What I really hope to see is actually, if you noticed at all, this was yesterday in the hours after the NBA made their announcement, is the Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban actually says that he's going to be trying to put a program into place to help those, you know, hourly workers, the concession people, the security staff, the literally anybody who would work at the, you know, at the arena that they play in, to essentially have some kind of financial support during this time where the games are just not happening.
Yeah, I did see that. And I hope that that becomes a league-wide thing. I'd like to see all teams kind of taking those kind of steps to protect their employees. I think sports in general is a family for a lot of people. And, you know, families look out for each other, whether that's kind of the highest paid superstar or the lowest paid person at the arena.
Yeah, and another thing too is the official statement hasn't been made yet, but the NHL's top development league, the AHL, and which is the league where the Tucson Roadrunners play, will also be likely making their same announcement sometime soon, probably within the next couple hours. Again, this is just affecting everywhere, and you know, every league wants to make sure they make those precautions because, again, you know, no one wants that kind of, you know, liability on their hands where they host a game or someone, and then someone gets the virus and spreads it to somebody else who could, you know, have those health aspects that we were talking about, where their chance of survival is not going to be as great. So again, like, which is interesting because I was just at the Roadrunners games just, you know, these last 2 days, and the crowd wasn't crazy. I'm assuming one, because there's a lot of people that were up in Las Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament for Arizona basketball, as well as, again, a lot of, you know, panic from this spread of virus. Right now in Pima County, there is not much of a threat to it, but it's, again, it's all those levels of precautions that everyone's talking about to make sure that there is no spread.
Yeah. I saw that the NHL call was going to be, what, at 1 p.m. Eastern time. The AHL was at 3. I was like, I have to imagine that the AHL call is going to be a lot quicker than the NHL call.
It's just like, all right, let's just make this decision now. Yep, all right, yeah. Cool.
Be like, the NHL said we got to do it. Yeah, we're doing it.
I mean, the AHL already listened to the NHL's ruling on closed locker rooms, and that was the case this last week, or these last 2 days for the Roadrunners games. We didn't go into the locker rooms. We actually went down to like a corner, and we kind of had to stay, keep our distance from the players and coaches, and made sure, like, you know, to get the interviews in place. It was a really weird process, and again, I get it. And so the AHL listened to that pretty fast, so they're going to fall in line really fast. And like you said, their call is going to be at 3 Eastern, so for us, it's only about 2:30 Eastern, so that's going to be 2:30 Pacific. I mean, 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific, and at the time of this recording. So that announcement is going to be made very, very soon, and expect that to be the case. The Roadrunners are scheduled to play Saturday and Sunday here in Tucson, but with the announcement likely to be made, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I would be honestly shocked if the AHL didn't do exactly what the NHL is doing in this instance. And you had mentioned that the Roadrunners are going to be playing this weekend. The Coyotes were scheduled to play tonight.
Yeah.
And we're not exactly sure what that's going to look like. If you've purchased tickets for the game, I imagine there's going to be some kind of communication you're receiving from the venue or from the team very soon about that. I had seen reports even before the call that referees were told to just head home. So yeah, it didn't seem like this is a sudden decision that was made. I'm sure the NHL, being a multi-million, possibly even billion-dollar industry, was like, all right, let's make sure we have all the facts, we come to the best decision on this, because it is going to be a serious effect for a lot of people.
Now, what I'm wondering about, though, is, Carl, and I want to get your opinion on this, is, does this happen if that NBA player from Utah does not test positive?
I think it doesn't necessarily happen right away, because if, like the statement says, the NHL and NBA share so many facilities, not the Coyotes one, but there's a lot. So I think that definitely added a timeline for this. But in general, like I would say, when one league starts suspending games, you don't want to be irresponsible looking by not following suit. That being said, I think that the NHL would likely have done something like this sooner or later if nothing had turned around. As I had said before, I do not expect the NHL to play their final however many games in front of an empty arena. That did not seem sustainable in any way. So it was either going to get better, or I would think it would have gotten to the point where they just suspend it and make the same decision.
Yeah, the so there, of course, all these announcements are still fluid. We're still gathering more information, and obviously, from what the statement says, is their hope is that they is the this coronavirus is able to be contained within the next month or so, and they can complete the season and go through the playoffs, but. Obviously, this, you know, a much different kind of story. But let's go back 100 years, Carl, to the last time the NHL had, like, or, you know, the world had a major outbreak and it stopped sports, you know, with the Spanish flu ending the Stanley Cup. No one was awarded the Stanley Cup at that time. And, you know, obviously, you hope it doesn't get to that. No one, like, because that obviously is very depressing for a lot of people. You know, the Stanley Cup playoffs are one of the most exciting things. And one of the most exciting moments in sports, and you'd hope it doesn't get to that cancellation. From the NHL is hoping the same thing, but I, obviously, both you and I can't confirm that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I will say the Spanish flu situation, which I believe is in the article, is it 1919 or.
1919, that's about 101 years ago.
Yeah. There was a key difference in that, in that the players themselves were sick. I believe
one even passed away, too, from the complications from it.
Which is very unfortunate, and I think that could potentially make a key difference if there's an illness that's keeping players from playing. Then that can be handled differently than the league taking preventative steps to ensure not to increase the chance of a disease spreading. We could theoretically, if everyone gets tested positive or negative, we could theoretically see like a shortened tournament style play in a couple of months. Where there's no fans allowed, it's just the players, but we can at least watch it, and that way the cup gets, you know, passed on. I don't necessarily think that that's on front of everyone's mind. I'm sure there's someone whose job it is to be thinking of these types of situations and be like, right. How do we resolve? I would honestly be surprised if there's not someone who has already been thinking about this for a variety of reasons, like. Just a guy in the NHL was like, all right, what do we do if something happens? Just your precautionary guy. Think of the situations. But it'll be interesting to see in the next couple weeks, potentially in the next couple months, what happens. And I think for right now, it's not exactly like the Spanish flu series. It's much different, and that could potentially have a very different outcome.
Yeah, again, we'll keep keeping a you know, close ears and eyes to the situation, because, you know, like we've been saying, I probably a good 100 times already, this news is fluid. There's still a lot of information to be gathered. You know, obviously it was just, the statement was just published a little over an hour ago from the moment of this recording. We have a lot to take in, and, obviously, like we were saying, we hope this season continues, you know, sometime soon. We can't really say when. Maybe what you were saying, though, earlier is maybe when they do continue, that they do a shortened tournament. Maybe they're kind of go down to like a best of five or something. I don't know. And kind of, you know, get things fast, because obviously, you know, the rest of the season doesn't, or the rest of the year doesn't wait for them. They got to get to the tournament, they have the draft, and a lot of other things that are on the schedule for the NHL season, and even all the other leagues that have things coming up. There's a lot of things that they have to take into consideration when they decide to start things back up.
I hadn't even been thinking about the draft, and I think most people haven't. It hasn't been something I've seen pop up, but that'll be interesting, because the draft tends to have a very specific day. Like, do you push that back? Do we I don't know how the league is going to be doing things. It'll be very interesting to watch the next couple weeks and months and see what comes into effect, provided the situation becomes something where we can still be worried about, you know, just general sports stuff. And I think the league taking steps like this is like, hey, you know, everyone just sit out for a while. We'll think of something. We'll be back to you in a couple months or weeks or days even. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Now, I do want to take this time. Obviously, we're going to have a short podcast, so like we'll probably be done in like 5 minutes or so. But I do want to take this time as a PSA is because of all this information and, you know, all and like we were saying, all this information is fluid. We don't know how the spread is, you know, for everyone out there to be safe and to, you know, wash your hands and do everything it takes to, you know, prevent from trying to from contracting this virus. Because, you know, as we were saying earlier, this is new. We don't know much about this, and it just be safe out there.
And please, please, please try and make sure you're getting all your information from reputable sources. Unfortunately, as happens anytime there's a major disease spread, there's someone who's looking to profit by providing misinformation, and just kind of avoid those. I know that there's been talk of like mask shortages and that sort of thing, and yeah, don't fall for anything like that.
Yeah, I will say that many major newspapers, and I'm talking the New York Times, the Washington Post, and I'll even go down to, you know, locally, the Arizona Daily Star and the Arizona Republic are all providing information regarding coronavirus for free on their sites, so you can use that information. Obviously, you also have access to the CDC and WHO and a bunch of other, like what Carl was saying, reputable sources to get you the proper information you need to know. Should you want to look up symptoms, if you're feeling ill, and if you're feeling ill, also stay like self-quarantine and do everything necessary to help avoid the spread of this virus.
Yeah. Don't be getting all your medical advice from people like us who have podcasts. Because we are doctors.
Yeah, we're just out there making a PSA saying be safe, get your information from reputable sources. And again, we're just a hockey podcast. We're just telling you that this season's suspended, and we'll update you as we know more. Because I just posted an article on Five for Howling. You can go ahead and read that. I'll probably have this podcast attached to that article to make everything easier for you guys. We'll see where things go from here.
And we are going to be trying to have content available on Five for Howling. I'm not sure what that content is at this time. I know I had a couple of articles that were planned that at this point it just doesn't make sense to write. So look out for that if you're looking for something to read because you don't have anything to watch. Hopefully we'll be able to provide something for you.
Yeah, and if any of you guys have any questions about maybe any other ways that, you know, this season suspension is, you know, affecting the Coyotes or literally anything else in the NHL, feel free to really to shoot us a message. And if we really can't answer it directly, we will point you to any kind of information that will be able to get you all the information you need. But yeah, just don't be afraid to ask anywhere around if you need to know any information.
And I know this past week I had shared something after the tornadoes in Nashville for just ways that people can help. If it comes to that where there are specific Coyotes or Arizona or even NHL-wide, you know, campaigns to help people who need it, definitely we'll be looking to share that as much as we can.
Yep. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap things up. Like I said, a pretty short episode just to kind of get things discussed here and to get an episode off the ground once again, because it's been a while. But once again, this has been Inside the Glass with Rob and Carl here on fiveforhowling.com. Once again, go ahead and subscribe and ask us any questions if you need to. And once again, as I said, everyone, be safe out there.
Be safe. Bye, everybody.